The Pocahontas County Commission officially laid the tax levy rates for the next fiscal year at their April 18th meeting. The Class 1 rate will be 14.19 cents per $100 of assessed value. The Class 2 rate will be 28.38 cents per $100 of assessed value. The Class 3 and 4 rates are the same, which is 56.76 cents per $100 of assessed value. To help our viewers understand the significance of these levy rates, here is an explanatory excerpt from the West Virginia Association of Counties website, www.wvaco.org. It was pulled from a section of that website entitled Property Tax 101. It reads, quote, property is divided into four classifications. Class 1 property is almost phased out as all tangible personal property employed exclusively in farming and livestock. The last remains of the Class 1 category was eliminated in this past legislative session. Class 2 property is all property owned, used, and occupied by the owner exclusively for residential purposes and farms used and occupied by their owners or bona fide tenants. Class 3 and 4 are all real and personal property exclusive of Class 1 and 2 situated outside a municipality, which is Class 3, or within a municipality, which is Class 4, rental and vacant that is not used and occupied by the owner, unquote. More information about the levy and how counties and school boards get money from real estate and personal property taxes can be found both on our website with this story and even more by visiting the association's website. The Pocahontas County tax levy is projected by the commission for budget purposes to raise about $2,694,070. In other meeting events, the commissioners heard from Margaret Werf during the public input section of the meeting, who again expressed her opposition to the building of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline through the county, and said that her opposition is primarily based on her opposition to natural gas fracking and the reliance on using any fossil fuels. The commission received Glenn Galloway's monthly report, which showed that there were 18 participants in the day report program. Three of them were new, while one completed the program. They drug tested 57 day report participants with 8 positive tests. However, 3 of those were on the intakes, or new people. They also conducted 57 alcohol screens, and all of those were negative. David Litzy asked the commission to help the school board pay for alarm and sprinkler repairs at Marlinton Elementary School and Greenbank School before the fire marshal closes these schools down. He suggested using hotel motel tax money or uncommitted money from farmland protection to pay for this. However, Commissioner Grossclose pointed out that there are no uncommitted funds in farmland protection, and the commissioners took no action regarding this matter. The commissioners approved a resolution in support of the court security grant application and appointed Sheriff Barlow as the county litter control officer. The commissioners voted to require all nonprofit organizations seeking donations from the commission to provide a sworn statement regarding their finances, and any organization seeking $50,000 or more to provide also a certified audit of their finances. During his counsel's report, Attorney Bob Martin advised that all three municipalities in the county, that's Marlinton, Durbin, and Hillsborough, have asked to be included in the sheriff's enforcement of the new dog ordinance. This matter will be placed on the next commission agenda for action. Martin also said that the county assessor has concerns about the $13 million sale of the nursing home in Marlington and the effect that sale may have on surrounding properties. The meeting ended with 2 executive sessions. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.